Today on Good Stuff, peanut butter Oreos, and I talk about a really weird recruiter.
Hello, welcome to Good Stuff, the backwards podcast where everything happens in reverse and we do everything the wrong way. Up is down, cats are dogs, houses are garages, because those are the opposites. You didn't know that. You learned a new thing on this podcast. I'm not Rob. I'm Nick. And this is my co-host.
Not Nick, definitely Rob.
That's right. In backwards town, things are backwards. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm not doing bad.
Neither am I. Wow. Okay. Cool. I was so excited today to do things a little bit different because someone is setting off fireworks in the background and it's weird.
Is that
for
what's
me.
Happening? Because so that's, right before recording, you said, did an explosion happen near you or near me? Which is a crazy thing to say to a friend. It's just a psychotic thing.
For the record, I live in the middle of nowhere. There should be no excitement ever. I think last time I talked about being near horses and corn, I shouldn't have to worry about explosions. Well, I guess that means it's backwards day then, and everything is different.
Oh, it's opposite day, so everything's exciting where you are.
Yeah, and in honor of opposite day, I am excited to announce to you that today we are trying peanut butter Oreos.
No, I was supposed to introduce it because you always introduce it. Nick, you fucked up.
Well, in honor of opposite day, I did it wrong for once. Okay, Rob.
No, it's
not
already
Nick.
Gone. We've moments passed.
No. Sorry. The powers is getting to my head. I don't normally intro and
so full of zest for life.
Is this what it's like to be in control of my own destiny?
Maybe. yeah, we're tasting peanut butter Oreos. Peanut butter Oreos. That's it. Nothing else.
Yeah. One of those things is not my favorite thing.
Yeah. You hate peanut butter because you think it's a sauce, which is wrong.
Prove me wrong.
We recently made easy vegetarian stir fry, and it wasn't easy. It was like mostly easy. Because
it wasn't easy. It wasn't vegetarian. It's opposite day.
It was mostly easy, but the sauce mixed in like a tablespoon of peanut butter and like a tablespoon of brown sugar. And both of those things mixed in when you're cooking stir fry burn if you aren't aware, aren't ready. So my cast iron has some. I think it was probably more the sugar, but you know, peanut butter was there, and it was in a sauce. So there you go. And the tofu was dry, yeah. So it's fine.
Is that easy enough to get off?
Like to clean your don't pan? Know. Is that what this podcast is rated? Because, but
Well, since you were talking about the fact that I categorize it as a sauce,
a spread.
I was really excited to share this one news article with you that I heard about recently.
Yeah,
because it deals with other food categorizations.
Okay,
this one is everyone's favorite, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh sure, the classic.
So, let me just read this headline to you.
Okay.
This is from Yahoo Life. It says round hot
Yahoo!
Dogs exist.
Life?
It says round hot dogs exist and we're not sure how to feel about it.
Wait. Say that again. Because like you said you can take a sentence, but my brain went, I don't get it.
You can take your time with this one because it because it's a lot to digest, if you will.
Sure.
But round hot dogs exist and we're not sure how to feel about it. So basically.
Wait, but all hot dogs are round. What the fuck? So Nick just sent me the picture.
So it's, you want to describe it to me?
It's, no, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm looking at a like Lovecraftian hot dog right now because it doesn't, the geometries don't make sense to me.
I know. It's almost like you bought one of those like bricks of like the Franks or whatever, and like you cut it lengthwise,
yeah,
and made like, a patty and made a patty out of it.
Someone, I mean, I've always been pretty anti sausage patty. I feel like I've never had a good sausage patty.
I've had one. I don't know who makes it though, and that's the biggest. My parents used to buy it, and it was great.
But 99% of the time, I have a sausage patty, and I go, I would have rather not this being here.
Yeah.
Vegetarian, non-vegetarian. I've had the impossible version of it, which nailed it by also sucking. So, but it was more expensive. So, you know, whatever.
Double suck.
Save the environment by not eating shit food, basically.
Right.
But like this fucking hot dog, dude.
So. I think this opens up a whole realm of possible arguments or a rethinking of the whole is a hot dog a sandwich argument. I think this is the best thing to happen to food in a very long time.
I want to read a few excerpts of this article because I am trying to stay up to date. And this is the first time I've ever seen it, so I'm not really filtering stuff out.
Sure.
Meet Rostelli's round dog. AKA flat hamburger shaped hot dog. I feel like my fiance is going to run out of the room being like, what the fuck are you talking about? If you've ever run out of hot dog buns at your barbecue and had to improvise with a hamburger bun, instead, you'll probably get the inspiration. If you've ever run out of hot dog buns at a barbecue and had to improvise with hamburger buns instead, you probably get the inspiration. That was the exact scenario that pushed Tony Luke Jr. That's a fake name. This guy is the creator and owner of the popular cheesesteak chain Tony Luke's to invent the circular hot dog. Just like the name suggests, this is not a very long article. Just like the name suggests, they're essentially hot dogs that take the shape of a burger. Now, if you're saying to yourself, this is a quote. Now, if you're saying to yourself, that just sounds like baloney. Tony is already ahead of you. This guy's a crazy person. Tony is already ahead of you. He made sure that the shape was somehow unique, which is why this is bizarre. Somehow unique, which is how he wound up with the weird ridged edges that are ideal for the grill. And since these patties are a little bit bigger than a burger, already making it weirder. Since these patties are already a little bigger than your usual dog, they'll leave you feeling fuller.
More is more.
They're $83.50. What? For 24 pack, they're $83.50. Fuck off. Tony Luke is a crazy person.
Where else would you get that? I don't know.
This guy's crazy person. This is the John McAfee of hot dogs, except hopefully less problematic.
Well, rest in peace, I think, actually.
No, he can rest in hell. Fuck that guy. I know. Like, fuck, that guy's, like, actually a bad person, and I don't care. And there's no, like, I have friends. You can say, like, he has mental health issues, and that's why he is the way he is. But I have friends who have mental health issues, and it's fucking under control. They're not bad people. So he can eat shit. And the fact that he tattooed $ whacked on himself before he died is the funniest shit to me. And
I didn't know that. That's really
like
weird.
He was just like, if I die, I tattooed this self. I tattooed this on me so that you know that it was an inside job. Like,
wow,
man.
I Now I wonder if I should get a tattoo to be like a surprise for the doctor, like when I'm very old.
Wait, what? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know. Something silly.
A surprise for the doctor?
Yeah, like something that only like the doctor would end up knowing.
But like your girlfriend and maybe potential future wife, whoever you end up marrying, whoever you're with, like where is this hidden?
I don't know.
Where is this tattoo that only a doctor would see?
I don't know. I feel like maybe like those inner lip tattoos.
Those are fun.
Yeah,
they probably suck to like get.
Oh yeah,
and, like,
I can't imagine
don't last
that's
a long
fun at
time.
All. Oh, that's a good point too. I'd have to get it when I'm really old.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to my tattoo artist about what it's like to tattoo
like
old
up,
people, or what it's like to tattoo old people. And she said it's really different, really interesting, because everyone's skin is much thinner, and it's very, you know, tattoo machines are very aggressive, and you need to be a lot more gentle with it. But
okay, that makes sense.
You know, their skin sucks up ink real good, but you can hurt someone more.
Sure. Yeah, I'd probably want to be careful. So, as a quick aside, I did the math real quick to put that $83 in perspective. You're talking about $350 per dog.
That's still a lot of money.
Yeah. No, I know. But excuse me, not just per dog, but per dog patty. I don't know. Maybe that's not so bad.
No, that's like kind of a lot still, right?
Yeah, it is. Because like, let's be real. With probably some few exceptions, hot dogs aren't like good sausages or good meat.
So, no, they're not. They're like, it's the garbage food, right?
Yeah.
So this guy, I looked up Tony Luke. Because he's Tony Luke Jr. First of all, he looks exactly like you think. Describe what you think this guy looks like.
I'm assuming he's really bro-y. I could see like a sports jersey or like the big like basketball pants kind of sandals wearing guy.
Well, probably. But like, you know, like describe his face.
Oh,
and like head area.
I can only see him with a really smug, like self-impressed smile.
Okay, but like describe his
like the kind of like
what kind of facial hair does he have?
Goatee.
Is goatee like the mustache and only front beard, but no other?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a more sinister Guy Fieri, I guess.
Kind of, but like, actually, that's a really good description, because he's a bald guy with like a goatee, and he's obviously he's acted and he's done sports broadcasting.
He's already done more than me.
Yeah, I guess he attended Philadelphia High School for Creative and Performing Arts.
Okay.
He was in a lot of things. Holy fuck. But he owns Tony Luke's. So Tony Luke was on Throwdown with Bobby Flay, a trash Food Network channel show. He was on Travel Channel's Man vs. Food. Not a great Travel Channel show. Sometimes fun, sometimes dumb, mostly dumb. He was on Food Wars, also pretty bad. He hasn't been in anything good, but he's clearly very wealthy.
Do you think, I just looked up a picture of him now. Do you think like he would be like Penn Jillette's brother if he shaved his head?
That's a good way to put it.
From Penn and Teller?
Mm-hmm.
For those listening?
Yeah, he's like Penn and Teller with a bald head and like a goatee.
Yeah.
Otherwise looks the same. He was on an episode of the 2003 American crime drama television series Hack as Vendor. Dude,
interesting.
I don't want to give anyone shit for like playing bit roles. Like, I really don't. But this guy seems to suck. Like, I don't care. Like, it's hard to struggle to be an actor, but like, he's been on fucking Food Wars with Bobby Flay. He can take some shit.
Sure. I mean, yeah, on one hand, you do have to start somewhere, sure. But I don't know. I think maybe perhaps we're a little biased because of his food abomination.
Yeah, I'm just like not okay with it. anyways, I don't know. Maybe he's a good guy. Who cares? It's not important.
But so
he's invented an abomination. He could be a good person, and after invented it, did the Frankenstein, what have I done situation, right?
Sure. Like, yeah. So I guess to kind of like tie that one up, does that make does a hot dog patty become a sandwich?
A hot dog. On a hamburger here's bun? The thing. Hot dog's always been a sandwich, fucker. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm with you. Like, I am 100% with you. So what I'm trying to do is create an argument so that the naysayers who are wrong, you know, I'm trying to like whittle down how much, you know, what their argument space is, you know.
But I feel like this is now its own category. It's like its own unique. It has enough unique traits that it falls out of is a hot dog a sandwich debate, because it's no longer a hot dog.
It's now, is a hot dog food?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know, man. I have, speaking of crazy people, I have something to talk about. Can I transition? Sure. I don't know if you have more.
No, that is all I had. That actually went. We got a lot of material out of that one. I feel good about it.
So, I applied to a job, kind of on a whim, popped up, was through an external recruiter. It was through an external recruiter. I qualified enough. There's probably some things out of the scope of my experience, but there's enough. Sure. And it was in product development, which I want to be more in. Yep. I've made that clear with my current employer. I've made that clear with pretty much everyone.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and it's good that you're having that discussion with your current employer, too, because you never know.
So I applied to this thing. I want to say, like, within 2 hours, I get a call. I pick it up. Person hangs up. I'm like, oh, weird. And then I get a call again, and it's this guy who's the recruiter, and he's like, "Hey, what's going on?" Hey, "Oh, you applied to the job on it's me from Massive Staffing. You applied to the job?" I shouldn't say that. Sorry. It's me from staffing agency. You applied to this job that you were applying to? And I was like, "Yeah, I applied." It was like, "Cool. Like, so like, what are your qualifications?" But fucking I just sent you my resume. Like, first of all, small annoyance, not a big deal.
Maybe you didn't put "can read" on your resume.
He didn't. Anyways, like, he eventually, you know, we have this conversation, and it's kind of weird. It's like a weird conversation. He's asking me, like, what is a food scientist? And I was like, this is the job I'm fucking applying for. What do you mean? Like, he's not being rhetorical, right? Like, he's not in any way saying, like, oh, what is food science to you? He's like, no, well, like, what is the thing you do? I'm like, and like, I had to explain to him, I'm a sensory scientist. And he's like, cool. How does that relate to food science? And I was like, bud, that's like it's in food science.
How does he have this job?
Cause I don't know. And a couple of other weird things happened. At like one point, he like quoted South Park to me, which was weird because I said something about food science that was like very made him think of Randy Marsh. Like, all right, cool, bud. And then like I also he asked me the salary question, and I'm like, you give that dodgy answer, right? You're like, oh, well, this is what I currently make. But, you know, salary is more than just money. Like, there's benefits and the blah, 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 blah. And he basically tells me in no uncertain terms that I botched the salary question, which is
what?
Right, yeah, right. Already fucking weird. And he said, I'm going to put you in for more money than you asked for because, and I quote, that means he gets more money. So I was like, all right.
Oh my. Super weird. God, okay.
Just fuck this guy. But like within a week, not even like less than a week, I get a call from the actual people. Like he called me back and he's like, cool. Hey man, like, I just want to let you know that like, they want to talk to you and they're going to get you, they're going to hook you up. And we're going to have like a phone conversation. It's going to be this day. And I was like, oh, fuck. It's fucking awesome. That's great.
Okay.
Hell yeah. And then, like,
yeah.
And so I have the phone call. And then, like, it happens a little bit later. I have the phone call 10 minutes, maybe even less after that phone call ends. He calls me, like, hey, man, it's blah, blah, blah from staffing group. Like, how'd it go? I'm like, like, it's fine. Like, I didn't. I was like so thrown off that I was just like, I don't know. It went well. It went okay. And he was like, oh, it went okay. It didn't go that good. I was like, no, I mean, it went fine. Like, don't, what is this? Like, I don't know what's happening. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. And like, I can't quite stress to you how overbearing this guy has become, because he has called me several times more throughout the interview.
Why?
Process. I don't fucking know. He's called me several times. He called me before, obviously, that phone interview, and then after that phone interview. And then he calls me again. He called me and he said, like, wow, like, I saw that somebody got an email about a second interview. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, oh, you didn't read the email yet? And I was like, I haven't gotten a fucking email. Like, I haven't gotten an email. And he's like, oh, well, like, they're going to send you an email soon. So like, they're going to schedule a new interview for you. It's like, all right. And he's like, when they do that, can you like call me and like tell me everything that's in the email and like when you're scheduling it and like what you guys are going to do for that interview?
He's your new best
like,
friend.
He's like, hey man, you up? Like every time. And he like genuinely kind of crossed the line at one point, because he called me before that interview because I didn't fucking tell him. Because fuck that. And he started texting me, and like, that's weird already fucking weird. You know, did you ever get that interview? I said, yep, I have a call with him today at 5. He said, cool, give me a call after and tell me how the interview goes. I don't, obviously.
Sure.
He texts me. He calls me at 8:45 at fucking night. I don't pick up. And then he texts me immediately after. And I just like, dude, it's 8:45. I'm with my fiance. Don't call me outside of business hours.
Right.
And like, Megan jokes to me, he's going to call you at 9 tomorrow. He was like, there's no way he's going to call me at 9 tomorrow. And sure fucking enough, 9:15, he calls me. I don't pick up. And then he says, hey, man, let me know how that interview went. Like,
so have you talked to him since?
I've texted him and I was like, it went fine. And he's like, hey, sorry that I texted you and called you so late last night. I didn't respond. It's like, fuck this. And then he messaged me. Anyways, let me know. Do me a favor and let me know when you have that next interview. Have a great day. And I was like, this guy's so overbearing. I like, but almost like, don't want this job anymore. Like,
well, I have a lot of feelings about this.
Sorry, I really needed to get that off my chest.
No, I mean, look, it's a great story. And honestly, if it's a good job, I hope you get it.
I hope it's good. It's a startup. Who knows?
Sure. Yeah, that stuff always scares me just because I don't
stability,
know.
I get it.
I crave stability, you know. But yeah, no, I mean, it's almost like he's trying too hard to date you.
Dude, it's like I've never had a recruiter this oppressive, like at all.
On the other hand, maybe he's really good at what he does.
He could just be kind of a weird person who's very good at his job.
You know,
I mean, I got interviews for things that I was like, I don't know if I'm qualified for this. And then I got the interview and they seemed to like me. I've gotten two interviews. Like,
cool.
And like, I talked to my friend Cam about it, because he's in tech in New York, and he's like, oh my God,
right.
Recruiters are like that. Like for tech, they'll just like call you at any hour that they'll call you at like any time during the day. And be like, hey man, I got like a bunch of jobs for you. Like, you interested? Cam's just like, fucking no. And he's like, all right, well, like, well, like, we're best friends anyways. Tell me what's up later. Bye.
So is that the thing? I haven't really been like actively looking for work or anything, but like, I know that
never had a recruiter do this. And like, even Cam, who says he's had a press of recruiters, has never had someone call or text after like 5 p.m. Because like at 9 at night, basically, fuck you.
Sure. Yeah. Because I know, like, you know, my girlfriend just got a new job, and the recruiter would like text her and just be like chill about it sometimes. And she's like, is this a real person?
Like, it sucks. I hate it. Like, only text or call me when you're telling me what the next step is. Right? You should have several accounts. You should have several fucking people that you should be like working on. And it doesn't fucking matter if I don't get it. Like, I don't know. But like 8:45 at fucking night, dude.
I missed your voice. Just wanted to hear from you.
Oh, hey, what are you doing? What are you wearing? do you want to like, I don't know. Do you want to like go escape to Aruba someday? Like, I hear there's a great job there. it's just, oh, ugh.
Man. It'd be funny if like you get the job and he still calls you, just like checks
like,
in from time to time.
Genuinely, hey, my do you like fear. The job?
You're gonna have to check. You're gonna have to get a new phone number.
And like, my thought is that like he will continue to call me, and I'm like, I feel like I want to just tell him off and be like, dude, you're being super fucking oppressive, and I don't want this job anymore. But I also don't want to be blacklisted by a recruiting agency. Like,
sure. I would say you've come this far. You may just need to go through the last steps with it and everything. But on the other hand, like, he doesn't represent the company.
No.
I mean, I guess he does
in
a way.
I'm so happy it's an external recruiter. If this was an internal recruiter, I'd immediately like fucking head like hightail out of there. Right.
Sure.
But. Ugh.
That's wild.
Anyways, that was the story I had to get off my chest. I know I kind of went into a fugue state just yelling at the microphone for a bit.
No, I'm glad you did. It was a good story.
So stupid. Nick, did you get your Oreo horoscope yet? Did you see your Oreo scope? I'll send you it.
I saw something on the Good Stuff podcast. I didn't get my own, though.
So Oreo right now,
because I think,
which is as we're recording it, it's actually, I guess, as of like May 17th. I thought it was sooner than that, but if you like one of their posts, they'll give you your Oreo scope, and I got mega stuff, which makes me feel bad.
That's very not you. Or is it because you're a lot?
Well, that's fair.
I don't know.
But I wanted you, if you hadn't done it already, to like the post and tell me what you get.
Does it come back pretty quick?
Like, immediately.
Okay. Send me the thing. It came
what
in.
Was it?
All right. So it says red robot suit, some delicious hints about, oh yeah, sorry, oh no, they're just adding me. Okay, got it. Some delicious hints about baking your profile has us craving a carrot cake Oreo.
Wait, really? You got a carrot cake Oreo?
Yeah, I guess so. Here's your Oreo scope. Sure. I'm carrot cake. A sprinkle of sincerity, a dash of daring, never falling for cookie cutter fads. You have a zest for life that keeps everyone coming back for seconds. After all, life is what you bake it.
Oh my god. Did you like it so I can see this fucking shit?
I like it, sure. Yeah.
Oh my god. Your carrot cake Oreo? What a fucking nerd. Okay. God.
It's like you don't know me.
That's impressive. Wow. I feel like that fits.
Yeah. I mean, it's not my favorite of the Oreos, but I do like those.
Yeah. I feel like, but you like carrot cake. You're a carrot cake boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I like carrot cake in general, for sure.
But you know what isn't carrot cake that we need to talk about?
Yeah, we gotta talk about this.
I feel like this is gonna be contentious only because you're an idiot. But let's talk about the peanut butter Oreos, and you know, let's just describe them first, because first of all, they're not peanut butter pie Oreos, which are perfect, but they are. I think they're double stuffed, Nick.
I would say they're definitely double stuffed. I found, at least in the box that I had, the cream was a little firmer than standard Oreo cream, but that might just be like the peanut butter factor
to it.
That's
what it was almost, the peanut butter itself was almost like the Reese's peanut butter. You know what I mean? Like, well, maybe you don't know what I mean because you don't fucking like peanut butter.
I do know that peanut butter, and I've had a fair share of Reese's.
Right, there's shit mixed into it so that it stays firm.
Yeah,
and that was sort of like the same idea, right? They mixed actual peanut butter. I felt like I was tasting real peanut butter mixed into Oreo cream, which I was okay with.
I agree with that assessment.
God. I'm so nervous because I feel like
I'm trying to not give away what I thought about these.
Well,
if you had to guess, where do you think I fall on this?
Not high. I feel like you're a D.
That is an interesting guess. You've known me for so long, and
they're not super sweet. First of all, not super sweet because they are so peanut buttery. So it's like kind of dries out a little bit, but they are double stuff, which you prefer.
It's true.
But you also,
and I did speculate what I thought I would think of these probably many episodes
ago. Which I think you said was D.
I think that I was gonna go higher. If I remember correctly, everyone go back and listen to all the episodes again and tell us. But I think I was gonna say that I'd be a little bit higher than the peanut butter pie ones because there's more of a chocolate factor to it.
Ooh, and you do like chocolate in peanut butter. You have admitted this. You don't like peanut butter by itself because it's a condiment, like a fucking idiot. But
I quit last episode. Find a new co-host.
No, I considered it.
Oh no.
No,
it's me and my cat.
I really think I came into this episode expecting a fight, expecting a battle, a battle for what I think is accurate, not a battle for what I think is fair, a battle for what I think is accurate, because I'm not looking for compromise. I'm looking for correctness. The truth is not in the middle, fuckers. Like, the truth is the truth.
It's true.
I like that on Amazon, people give it a rating, and it's like pretty high rating. It's like 4.5 stars.
Okay.
But they like also break it down by feature.
Oh,
and
okay.
By feature, the flavor is 4.6, and the value for money is 2.8.
What?
Yeah.
Did they just like it so much they wanted more?
Yeah, and there's like reviews here that just says cost too much.
How much do they pay?
Oh my fucking god. $10 online. No, they're right. They are absolutely right. These are good cookies, but these are not fucking $10.
I mean, you could put that kind of money towards hot dog patties.
You could buy hot dog patty futures. Ugh.
It's relative to pork bellies.
Because I had my I need to complain about this recruiter moment, I forgot about hot dog patties, and now I remember them and I'm upset.
Yeah, like you said, you came in looking for a fight and you got a whole bunch of hot dogs thrown in your face. So,
like that gif of the girl getting hit with all the hot dogs.
The internet is wonderful and terrible.
I know. What are your give me your flavor opinions and thoughts and then give me your rating.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I'll walk you through the experience. I opened the box as one does. And was immediately blasted with a bunch of peanut butter smell. And I'm like, I thought I knew where it was going to go. You know, I saw that it was double stuffed, gave it a chance. Saw the texture of the cream was a little different. Like we said, because, you know, it has to have a little bit more of that filling to keep it together. Yeah. I took a regular old bite of the Oreo just to get the chocolate and peanut butter together to give the most fair shot of me liking it. It was a good one.
Oh my God. I'm like giddy.
it was a good one. For the reasons that I was hoping for. And like, I had one that way, you know, eating it in bites. I had another one where I just ate, you know, had the cream separately. And that wasn't as great for me. But then I had a third where I ate it as the bites again. Like, I had three of these cookies.
They're good fucking cookies.
They're good. I wish I could argue. I would like to fight about it. This is what peanut butter pie Oreos should have been.
I disagree. I think peanut butter pie Oreos are as good, if not better. Because I think I wanted it to be A, right?
Yeah, at least I think. But yeah.
What is your rating for these?
I am honestly, I can very comfortably say this is an A.
Oh my God, really? Oh my God. Because I was like, I came into this being like, I'm going to fight for fucking B. Because I think these are A. Nick is going to be like, it's D. And like, I'm going to fight for B. Because I feel like these need a fair shake. But I also agree. Yeah. These are A tier.
Yeah. I can't in my right mind argue against this. But because like, look, it's like I always say about chocolate and peanut butter. That is... I think it's a perfect marriage of food types.
One of the things I thought when I was eating these is that if these became A, I also wanted an A, but if these, if they ever made a fudge covered version of these.
Oh.
Like, right? That would bump like S tier. We need S plus tier. Like, that would be the best cookie they've ever made.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Okay.
Actually, fudge covered peanut butter Oreos.
Do you want to do that?
Yes.
For
$10?
Because you talked about.
No.
No. So I still have a bunch left. What I was going to say is maybe I need to come by and you know how to melt chocolate probably better than I do.
I mean, it's so okay.
But, well. Look, okay, I was giving you a little bit of credit, and B, figuring out a time that we could get together and do a thing.
Tempering chocolate's an art, bud.
Well, you know, you're good.
Thanks, bud. Maybe that recruiter knew, too.
So what is food science?
What are you up to? What is food science? What are you doing right now? I'm not doing anything, so like, if you want to hang out.
Is that like chemistry? Is that like chemistry? Because I think I'm feeling some of that.
Fuck that guy.
I hope you get the job. I hope it's good too.
But
yeah.
Yeah. These are A tiers. Like Oreo peanut butter cookie sandwich. Sandwich cookie. A tier. Double stuff even. Nick is eating a lot of peanut butter, which he does not like.
No. No.
Wow.
Look, there's a time and place.
And it's in an Oreo.
Yeah, they did it.
Wow. Wow, this has been a real episode.
It's been opposite day, like we said.
Well, then that means you have to end the podcast. You have to close it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hesitating for a second because I'm like, wait a second. We've done like a million of these episodes. And I'm like, how does Rob do
it? Just fucking do it your own way. Make it up.
Yeah, just do it my own way. Well, I would not want this Oreo to overstay its welcome because what you, or rather, don't waste any more time. Stop listening to this episode once we're done. Like, subscribe, and all that fun stuff, and go get some of these. Eat them all. So Rob can't get them. And in the meantime, and while you're doing it, you can get dunked, babies, because... Oh, yeah, because I forgot to tell you who we are, because I'm not
and
Rob.
I'm Nick.
He's Rob.
He's Nick. Go dunk yourself.
Now you can go dunk yourself. Get out of here,
bye.
Guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Good Stuff with Rob and Nick. Good Stuff is produced by Rob Mulligan and promotional artwork by Nick Pattens. Good Stuff's theme is composed by Kenny Gray of Mess and Finesse. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Good Stuff Podcast. See you next week.